I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms can't be ruled out for this morning, but we're looking at a clearing sky today, a high around 76 degrees. The Illinois National Guard is preparing to help out again with another potentially damaging hurricane. The National Guard dispatched a C-130 aircraft to the U.S. Virgin Islands yesterday as Hurricane Irma bears down on the Caribbean. A C-130 cargo plane was also sent days ago from the same central Illinois base to help with relief efforts after Harvey struck Texas. The Guard says its crews have transported more than 60 people out of danger in Texas as of the weekend. The C-130 bound for the Caribbean could be scheduled to stop in Colorado as it's a part of a special disaster relief team. Irma remains over the Atlantic on a course that could bring it near the eastern Caribbean Sea early this week. A new released report says psychiatric care in Illinois state prisons is, quote, exceedingly poor and often dangerous. Patrick Smith has the latest.
The expert report is a required part of a settlement agreement over the treatment of prisoners with mental illness. The federal court-appointed monitor found that the Illinois Department of Corrections has made significant improvements to its mental health care system during the first year of the agreement. But in his report filed in June and unsealed on Friday, he says the state has failed to make the vast majority of improvements required by the court. For example, the expert monitor found that doctors were not following up with inmates prescribed psychotropic drugs, and sometimes prescription orders would expire and inmates would be left without medication for weeks. He also found that harmful side effects often went unrecorded. A spokeswoman for the Department of Corrections says while they have not achieved 100% compliance with the agreement, they are working very hard to improve mental health treatment.
That's Patrick Smith reporting. Illinois' largest pension fund says the state is paying too little toward what it owes. The teachers' retirement system oversees benefits for educators outside the city of Chicago. It points to a change in state law earlier this summer that allows the state to take longer to pay off increases in what actuarials estimate the state should contribute. For a state already struggling to pay its bills, it relieves some pressure there. But Dave Urbanek, a spokesman for TRS, says that's bad policy.
It's another example of kicking a can down the road. You're not paying the full cost in 1 year. You're paying 20% of the cost in 1 year. But you still have to pay the full cost down the road.
Illinois has the most underfunded pension systems in the country, a distinction blamed primarily on state government failing to pay its share for decades. The state's giving about $500 million less to the teachers' retirement system this fiscal year, thanks to that change. Urbanek says pushing off payments will prove more costly in the long run. We've still got some isolated showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for this morning, but skies should begin to clear today. Expect a high around 76 degrees. Clear tonight, low 50, sunny tomorrow with a high of 72. I'm Jennifer Fuller.